My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Daryl Ryder, Anthony Lima, in for Kenny today, and we've got 1 hour left. We got to talk some Guardians. I made a mistake going to the break. You called me out on it, and then I got a text about it that I said, well, the Browns reporting to Greenbrier. Well, I assumed they were going to make a pit stop before and just, you know, gather their stuff. And
well, you know, facts matter.
It does, yes. It's very important.
They will be reporting to Berea, then hopping on a plane.
They will wave to everybody and then get on an airplane and go where they will start camp down in Greenbrier, not in Berea. And obviously there will be a noticeable absence if the reporting is accurate and the story doesn't change. We'll get to that in a second. But the Guardians, they fall in 2 of 3. So here's what was concerning to me with the Guardians. And you tell me if it matches my level of concern, Daryl. They went up against two pretty good pitchers. I mean, Dylan Cease, we know, is excellent. And then yesterday, it was King, and they were completely flummoxed at the plate in two of those games against good starting pitching and the kind of starting pitching you will go up against in the playoffs. So while I'm not panicking about the Guardians, I don't think they're going to just cough up the lead. In fact, they're up to 5 games. I mean, they're still 5 games ahead in the division. The Twins have struggled. Now, Kansas City has caught them.
Thank you, Milwaukee Brewers.
Heck yeah. And there has been no standout team that's kind of elevated itself above everybody else in the American League. So it's because of that that I still have my optimism. I still think the Guardians will get back to where they should be. And actually, we've gotten some good pitching performances in the last 3 weeks. With all of that said, I don't know how confident I will be with this lineup against playoff caliber starting pitching. Is that a legitimate concern?
Yeah, I think it's a legitimate concern. This was included in their post-game notes yesterday. Caught my eye. They were held to 3 hits over the last 2 games. 3 for 55 at the plate. In case you're wondering, that's not good. Just the 5th time in club history in which Cleveland was held to 3 or fewer hits over a 2-game span. That's pretty incredible, considering the, you know, going back to 1901, only 5 times in team history they've had that. And we remember some of those god-awful teams of the 80s, right? So, yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of a concern for me. I do agree with John. I think when you take a step back and you look at the overall body of work to this point, there's a lot of reason to be positive. The tighter view of things, the fact that they're 8-13 over the last 21 games, predating the All-Star break. Remember, they didn't go into the break sizzling hot offensively either. They were in a little bit of a funk there. You know, Stephen Vogt didn't want to use that term or slump. He didn't want to, you know, he didn't want to go there after yesterday's game. And I get it, but we're starting to see some offensive inconsistency, Anthony, that wasn't there early in the season. And that's got my attention a little bit, you know, and has me thinking. And it has me thinking a little bit, was what we saw early in the season where guys like David Fry, you were mentioning earlier, you know, he's hitting, at one point he was hitting 360, right? Ended up making the All-Star team. You know, were we looking at fool's gold, right? Were they playing their best baseball early in the season?
Peaking too early, peaking, that lineup?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I get it. And as I said earlier, like, there was no way Kwan was going to be batting 400. He's down to 346 now.
Right.
Like, that's plummeted over the course of the last 3 weeks. You know, there are other guys in this lineup. You know, I never had any expectations for Rocchio. The Jimenez thing is very, very, very interesting. I mean, he is
considering their long-term commitment to him. Yeah. Yes, it is. Interesting is one way to put it.
He's down to 246. And so while there's still power in this lineup, and I think they will still have a lot of great performances.
Here's a question for you, because I'm seeing, and this isn't just with the Guardians. I see this around Major League Baseball. I'm seeing a lot of batting averages around 250. Has the game changed so much all of a sudden?
It totally has.
That like 250 now is a thing?
Daryl, when I bring up batting average, people scoff. They're like, you're not a baseball fan. If you don't understand how baseball is played. You don't understand what the organizations are cultivating. Batting average is, that's a figment of your imagination. And I'm like, so when Kwan was hitting 400, that wasn't a big deal. Like, we just aren't looking at batting averages at all, because you just want one. It's like guys either strike out or hit home runs. That's all you care about.
I mean, I'm old enough to remember if you hit below like 265, like everyone was clamoring for you to be sent back to the minors.
Or
cut. Now
they're definitely down across baseball.
It just feels like 250 batting average is even below 250. Mm-hmm. It's become commonplace all of a sudden.
I've seen some people around baseball start to talk about where the mound is again. Because it's not like we have not messed with that over the years in baseball.
Well, they increased the size of the bases. So, I don't know, what's a extra?
I mean, we're going to have robot umps here in a few years. They've sped up the games, they have a pitch clock. Baseball is always up for tinkering now.
Listen, I am not going to, I will not sit here and listen to blasphemy about the pitch clock. That Rob Manfred has missed a ton as commissioner. You will not find me in the Rob Manfred fan club. That is one thing.
I am in the Rob Manfred fan club.
That I am shocked to say he got right as commissioner. The pitch clock, absolutely, especially today's day and age with the short attention spans, right? That was an absolute.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Necessity, and yeah, I've been as someone who covers Guardians games, big fan of the 2-hour and 30-minute game.
I'll make a statement. I think Rob Manfred saved baseball with the pitch clock.
Oh, okay.
I think he did.
Okay.
I think it was perhaps the most significant sport-altering move that a commissioner has made in the last 50 years. That's how pivotal I believe speeding up the game of baseball is. I think baseball was on death's door a few years ago.
Yeah, I don't...
The four-hour Tuesday game.
I can't. The stepping in, stepping out, gotta step out, adjust the gloves, step back in,
and,
take
and
a
here's
step,
the key.
Step back
he
out.
He has like, made the sport more exciting and more entertaining. Yeah. For this next generation.
Took the shift away.
Yep.
Huge.
Also big.
Which, by the way, they took the shift away and batting averages are still plummeting.
Well, that's why the mound could be next. I'm telling you that that is something that's going to get more and more talk. Either way, let me get back to this, though. So the Guardians. I'm not in panic mode. You are?
Nervous.
You're nervous.
And I'm not. Yeah. I think that there's a difference. I'm not panicking. I am a little nervous, though.
I said that if they were to cough up this lead, we were going over semantics last week, and what was the term, Mitch, that I used to say that if they gave up that lead, if they ended up, you know, completely falling out and missing the postseason, you know, I didn't use the term choke job, but that's a collapse. We disagreed. Ken did not think that would be a collapse.
What, you think that they're going
no,
full
no.
Titanic?
I said if they did.
Oh.
I don't know any other way you could describe that than a collapse.
Oh, yeah. That's,
and Kenny took issue because he said, well, but your expectations for the Guardians weren't that at the beginning of the year.
Nope.
But they've earned bigger expectations.
Yep.
That's what comes with
100%.
That level of play.
Yeah. No, if they do not make the postseason,
you don't think
Stephen
Vogt would consider it a collapse? I think he would.
I don't know if he'd call it a... I think you would hear disappointment, that type of tenure. I don't think you'll hear them ever say collapse. Game 7 of the 97 World Series, collapse. Game 7 of the 2016 World Series. Games 5, 6, and 7 of the 2016 World Series, collapse.
Yeah, blowing 3-1.
Yes, that's a collapse.
Yeah, that's toughy. But... good news is, I don't think that's going to happen. I think they're going to be able to get their act together. And the good news is, they're still 5 games up. I mean, considering that they have lost, what was it, Daryl? 13
of 21.
Yeah, they've lost 13 of 21. They have issues with their rotation. They sustained the injuries to start the year. It was incredible how they overcame that. And now their lineup is looking very pedestrian.
So here,
I mean, they got shut out twice by the Rays.
What is the priority now? Get a bat or get a starting pitcher? I'll tell you this. I think the bat's going to be a heck of a lot cheaper than the starting pitcher.
Well, they're not getting Skubal. You're going to see Skubal today, right, against Detroit. He may have the best ERA in the American League.
He is 10-3 with a 2.41 ERA.
Yeah, I mean,
it'll basically cost you your farm system.
Yeah, they're not going there. And obviously, considering contractual stuff. Boy,
wait a minute. First time I got to put Lima on the spot.
I think it's almost so far-fetched. Like, there's no way. There's no way they're coming up.
I'm all about far-fetched ideas, though.
I think most likely lineup makes more sense. Remember, we were talking about, some of the guys that they were talking about at the plate, you know, before the All-Star break. I think that chatter is going to start to get louder now. Because, you know, they're starting pitching like... I know Gavin Williams got rocked, right?
Right.
Last time out, that's 2 of his 3. They still believe in Bybee. I think the ship has sailed this season on McKenzie. He just got, again, another poor performance.
The bullpen's
at AAA.
The bullpen's been fantastic. They got a 2.56 ERA. It's the best in baseball. My concern from a pitching perspective, Anthony, is that those guys get overtaxed. They get overused, right? That by the time you get to the end of September, the bullpen is gassed because when you're not having starters getting you through 5, 6, 7 innings on a regular basis, and again, the pen's been phenomenal, but there's only so much weight they can carry. So, but I am just kind of just the thought crossed my mind because I recognize how expensive starting pitching is, right? And the gravy train of young arms, that seems to be dried up a little bit for the Guardians right now. And that's understandable. They had a great run, and they've needed so many young arms, not just this season, Anthony, but you look to last season, look to 2022. Like, they've needed to use those young arms. So I don't know. Maybe it just makes sense to go out and get another bat and put yourself in a position where if you have to win a game 9-8, Well, you can just go ahead and do that, and that's just the way you have to win baseball games.
Yeah, originally, I mean, Bo Bichette was the big name. He has a calf strain right now. He's having a season from hell. He's having a Darius Garland season right now. So
he's having a Darius Garland season.
I mean, I don't know any other way. It makes no sense. Like, some guys just in baseball, they just completely drop off, and maybe a change of scenery, but if anything, maybe it's lowered his value. I don't know. 216-474-0092. Are you panicking with the Guardians? And looking like you might have a holdout for Browns training camp, which kicks off later this week. How big of a concern is that? And can you even blame the player anymore? Anthony Lima, Daryl Ryder, in for Ken Carmen on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.